Connect to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the TSA at an airport the other day saw a stuffed bear, child stuffed bear, coming down the conveyor belt. They x-rayed it. They saw it had been torn open and restitched, and sewn into it were two knives. Two knives. Somebody concealed them in a carry-on luggage. A little girl carrying a bear, a toy bear, a stuffed bear. In Newark recently, they found a handgun. This is in check-on, in other words, carry-on luggage, not checked, carry-on. They found a handgun wrapped in a bandage and ammunition stored in a hollowed out bar of soap. In August in New Orleans, the TSA and carry-on found hand grenades and gasoline. What happens to all these people? We have got to step up punishment for people who do this kind of thing, because we're being tested. We'll continue to be tested in Milwaukee. There have been in Milwaukee, Mitchell Field. Yes, Mitchell Field. There have been numerous instances of people in briefcases or carry-on having guns, sometimes loaded guns, and they hit their foreheads. They say, oh, I forgot. I keep it there. I forgot. Okay. They just take it out, let them fly, tell them they can reclaim it some other time. That is ridiculous. We are being tested. At some point, it's not going to be some idiot that just left a gun in a briefcase. People who would bring on hand grenades and gasoline are not doing it by accident. People who would tear open a child's stuffed bear and put anything in it are not doing it by accident. Somebody who wraps a handgun in a bandage and then stores ammunition for it in a hollowed out bar of soap did not do it by accident. Now, did they intend to use it on the airplane itself to bring it down in a suicide attempt, or to simply hijack it, terrorize it? Maybe not in all those instances. But at some point, you remember what happened on 9/11, people got on and people had knives. They had box cutters and they used them as knives. ISIS, Islamic terrorists, and others would die to do that again. They would absolutely die to do that again. And we are simply making it easier. They can test it with no penalty. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Well, you say you forgot, but how come you hollowed out this bar of soap? How come you wrapped it in a bandage? What do you mean you forgot? What, you brought gasoline onto the plane? You can bring matches onto the plane, a cigarette lighter. All you do is throw gasoline over a bunch of passengers and throw a match at it. A grenade? I mean, why not just bring on a bomb? Well, oh, wait a minute. A hand grenade is a bomb. Look, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. There have got to be penalties that if you have a weapon or gasoline or hand grenades in your carry-on and you are caught, you are going to be on the no-fly list for 5 years and you're going to have a mandatory year in prison. That has got to be imposed. We are being tested. And at some point, somebody's going to get on with one of these things. Remember something. Right now, the procedure is, it's got to be no fail. It's just like air flight itself. You cannot say, we'll tolerate 10 crashes a year and three people getting on with grenades and gasoline and 99% of all the flights will be fine. We don't do that. We demand 100% safety. If we didn't have 100% safety, we wouldn't have an airline industry. It's got to be 100%. And you know how difficult to get to 100% is? Every plane that takes off must land safely. Every passenger that gets on must be unarmed. That's 100%. And these are examples routinely of people evading these things. The other thing is people get drunk, and even if they're not drunk, they're told by a flight attendant to put on their mask, and they punch her in the face. They punch her in the face, they traumatize her. Some will punch a pilot. Some will punch staff that come to take them off the plane. That has got to be a minimum 1 year in prison, depending on the injury. If you punch a woman in the face, break her tooth, traumatize her, it should be a lot more than 1 year. Not just whatever the local law is. Well, we'll mirror the local law. And, somebody threw a punch. Who cares? Well, I care. And we should all care. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, you got to just come down with both feet on those people that are pulling this crap on airplanes or taking a gun any place where you're not supposed to be taking a firearm or, you know, hand grenades aren't, the public does not need hand grenades in the first place. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's ridiculous. The question I was going to call in, we see some of these, like Mark Meadows and the other guy's name escapes me for the moment, that they just wrote these tell-all books on their behavior during the insurrection, you know, how they were helping plan it and all this,
right.
Is that all that evidence has got to be used against them in trial. I mean, that they, you know, that's, they just confessed. I mean, right. Because they did it publicly, you don't need to say, well, you didn't read them their rights and all this. You know, it's for that. I mean, that they just did a confession and it said, you know, this is just, you know, I don't know if it's prima facie evidence of them plotting to commit this crime, and they need to use it against them because, you know, Mark Meadows and I can't think of the other guy's name off the top of my head.
Peter Navarro just came out with a book.
Peter Navarro, yeah. Yes. I mean, both those guys need to be nailed, come down on with both feet, and that, yeah, too bad, so sad, you know, that you better lawyer up really good because, you know, that you just confessed to this crime, and we're going to say this is a confession, and yeah, what is a penalty for that crime? Well, you're going to get it now because you confessed to it. Cut them no slack at all. I mean, and go all the way up the food chain and down the food chain. If it's Trump's sons that did this stuff,
right?
His daughters-in-law, his, you know, that you know that.
Right.
You have to. You know that Biden can't use kid gloves here, and if be afraid of what the base, you know, Trump base is going to do, that you have to show them that there's consequences to these crimes. This is supposed to be a democratic republic,
right.
And we're going through the
regular process. You know, you raise an excellent point. If they write the book, you know, an admission from a party is not hearsay. You know, they can't just say, oh, somebody else wrote a book and I dispute it, and that's not admissible in evidence because it's hearsay. It's not hearsay if it's an admission by the defendant himself. That's not hearsay. That is not hearsay. That's admitted into evidence, number one. Number two, they don't have to be read their rights. If they go in there and say, oh, you didn't read me my rights because I had what, a bad agent, a bad publisher? I mean, Navarro laid out what they did at the Willard Hotel. He laid out the whole thing. And Meadows did, and then Meadows got threatened by Trump. And he caved. He crumpled like a cheap suit, and he fell apart. It's too late, Meadows. It's too late, Navarro, you idiots. If that's what you're going to do, you write a book. Mark from the SAC is exactly right. Get him. Prosecute both of them. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.